Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
Cole is my goal, but sticking with him costs me the game.
And welcome to the show.
You
very true
said,
words, Jack.
Cole cost me my goal.
Cole cost me my goal. There you go.
Yeah, but if Cole is my goal, then she took her prize. She took her eye off the prize, which was winning $1 million. Mm-hmm. She should have dumped him a while ago.
That's true, but she did want somebody else's thunder from down under.
That is true. I can't believe I said that. Jessica has blossom. Like a blooming onion. I don't know.
Well, it's, I mean, how many times has this story, you know, taken place where the star-crossed lovers end up getting burned in the end in some form or fashion?
And it's always the woman first. Remember Figgy? Rest in peace. Did she even make the merge?
I don't know.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, she might have.
I can't for the life of me remember now. Isn't that sad? I don't think she did.
Well, it just, I don't, if you've ever watched the game, you can't show your loyalty to one person. You have to branch out. It's like Ben was telling Chrissy, shh.
Be very, very quiet.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's very true. That did have me worried for a second because they made such a big deal of it. And I was like, oh, is Chrissy making a mistake here? But then nothing happened. So.
She's showing her cards a little too much.
She's feeling confident. That's why.
It was a bad day for Chrissy.
Also, don't you mean she's showing her math flashcards? What? Sorry.
I will say the whole guessing the time was impressive. Color me impressed. I can't
what?
Even...
That she knew what...
Okay,
30
fair,
times
Jay,
three was?
To be
whatever.
Fair, Jay, could you do the math? Do you know if she was right?
No, I have no idea.
What was 30 times 60? Three times 60?
Confident.
60
but you don't
times
do that
60?
Either. You don't. You got to be stupid out there.
I know.
I just say Ryan and Ryan.
Poor Ryan. In case anybody was wondering, at one point they were like 11 billion times longer than him.
Well, he wasn't going to win anyway.
No.
Certainly makes it better to point it out over and over again.
Well, he did get a bit Cochrane with him, or Cochrane's first run with him. But he's your winner pick, Colleen, do you feel good about him having such a poor performance in the challenge?
No, the challenge doesn't... That didn't bother me about, you know, whatever. I'm more concerned about how he kind of came across as a bit of a villain last week, and that, you know, never seems
it
good.
It quieted down this week, though.
Well, there was other fish to fry.
Exactly. So I think if he can lay low...
that Cole ate all by himself after he caught him.
He was going to say, not according to Cole. I know Cindy was watching the show and she saw Ryan without his shirt on. She goes, oh my God, look how much weight he's lost already. I go, no, he came in looking like that.
Oh.
She goes, oh.
Oh, poor skinny Ryan.
Well, he did. He came in skin and bones.
He did.
He eats 8,000 calories a month.
Oh. He could eat a lot. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions.
Maybe he has really fast metabolism. I know people like that.
He could.
Yeah.
I used to. Now it's just like a traffic jam. It just stops.
Oh, I remember when I had fast metabolism for those glorious 15 months.
Oh, man. Well, before we get into the nitty-gritty with this episode, I want to thank people that make this show possible,
yes.
Our patrons. We have over 150 patrons that all contribute to this show. Without their contributions of $1 or more a month, all of our podcasts would not be possible, like Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. So if you'd like to find out more information, go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today.
All right.
What?
Colleen Alope, are you ready for the recap?
I think so.
All right. Take it away.
Okay. So we get into Survivor Triple H Episode 7, Get to Gettin'. We start out Night 16 post-tribal. Chrissy, like, totally thinks she's playing a great social game. I don't know why I'm doing Valley Girl for her. She doesn't sound like that in real life, but yeah. It's fun for me. And is in a good position for a future run. I didn't know if this was foreshadowing or...
She had a few lines like that throughout the episode. Because before or after the the challenge, I think she had another one that was very
I was
much like,
hashtag second place edit.
Yeah.
Do you think they all say something like that and they just use the edit when they have a chance?
Maybe.
Probably. They probably want to get some type of...
How do you feel you're doing in the game? How's your social game? They definitely ask,
how's Ryan's social game? Because everybody and their mom is like, Ryan's got a great social game. You know who's got a great social game? Ryan. Cut to Ryan and Allie yelling. Super great social game. Anyway, we go
to... Well, he's still there.
Very true. We go to Allie on day 7. I'm sorry, Allie. Yawa, day 17. Cole hopes that his group can stay together. They make a plan in the water to bring in Joe and Desi. Ben thinks if they can stay 5 strong that they'll do all right. But he doesn't quite trust Cole and Jessica. And thus the Yawa 5 was born. We go to the blue team day 7 because I didn't catch it. I was like, eh. It's ending in a minute anyway. Who cares? Physically, they have nothing left. They're out of food. They're divided two to two.
What did they do? Just eat all their food in one day?
I guess. Well, also, did they win? They didn't win a reward last episode, did they? Like, they didn't get 10 pizzas or even one pizza?
I don't think they got any pizza, but did they return to camp without any? Did they have no food to start out with? Why are they all out of food? Did they just not ration it properly?
Maybe. I don't know. You'll have to tweet at them and ask them.
I mean, Joe is so smart. You think that he would be able to ration the food properly.
True.
Yeah. Very true. If Cole's team has food left, how do they not? Yeah,
exactly.
Well, maybe they didn't win any of the rewards where they could get extra fishing gear and stuff, right?
I guess I just.
I could.
But if you're not catching fish, you gotta cut back on the rice and stuff. Yeah.
Well, they cut back on the sugar because that's all that's left.
Sugar.
So anyway, they're eating little bits of sugar for breakfast, and I think was it Ashley that said if we don't get any food today, we may die. Yes. Devin is running on empty.
You can make it, Devin.
I felt bad for him. He looked like how I felt earlier as well. I was like, hang in there, little buddy. You got this.
Well, I thought they were going to do, when they got there, I thought they were going to do a reward challenge first. I go, how are they going to get in the ocean? I said, there's no way.
Right. Well, luckily they didn't. We get over to the challenge arena, I guess, and it's time to drop your buffs because they are merged and they make one big pretty purple tribe.
It's a bright purple.
I don't know. I loved it though. I was like, I like it.
I like how Ryan was trying to high five people and nobody was high fiving the guy with the best social game. If you look, he's got his hand up and he's like going like this and finally gives up and just starts. He goes, okay, I'll just hug.
He's a little short. Maybe they didn't see him.
I guess so. Maybe. Maybe he fell in a sand hole. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Merge Feast. They're getting Outback Steakhouse, guys.
Yay.
And thus a drinking game was formed. Every time we talked about Outback Steakhouse and said the full name, take a drink.
Or if this was like last week with John Oliver, there'd be like all the horrible Australian accents or offensive Australian accents.
Now, Joe had 2 steaks. If you haven't eaten in a while.
Oh, you're pooping that all out real bad.
Well, I just think my stomach would be killing me if I ate that much.
Yeah.
But they're all young in their 20s, right? Mara are the ones that are, so.
No, I don't think so. I think it doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah, even then, if you're not eating properly and you're just eating, you know, basic food, I thought earlier in Survivor they would show people that ate too much and they'd be running into the woods, you know, the jungle trying to get.
After a hashtag severe gastrointestinal distress, that kind of killed it. But Ben was super excited about the ribeye. Joe was excited about lava cake. Yeah. Oh, yeah. To which Jeff had to immediately correct him and be like, yes, the chocolate thunder from down under.
No one's smarter than Joe.
They also got cold beer and Gold Coast Ritas. That was super.
They were drinking before they ate. No, I'm just saying, if you're playing a game like Survivor, you got to have your wits about you.
Oh, I know. Remember the, was it with Kyle Jason Kyle, whatever his name was, and Scott Pollard that season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember how drunk they all were at the merge?
Yeah.
Well, you can go that back to where Brian won it back in 4 or whatever it was. And he was the used car salesman porn guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was way out in front. I mean, it looked like his game to win. And they started bragging about how much he had and how hot his wife was and all this different stuff. And he almost blew it.
Remember when Johnny Fairplay showed up to Tribal Council drunk?
Yeah. Well, he could have been playing the game drunk. We don't know.
He wasn't hoarding food. He was hoarding the rest of the booze, is what you're saying.
Exactly. He was fermenting his own wine out there.
Right.
No, I was a little jealous, though, because I actually really like Outback. I don't like many chain restaurants, but...
Man, those Aussie cheese fries are so magical about them.
They're just so good.
I would agree with that. And the steak, I just eaten, and I'm like going, God, that looks good.
Back when Jay and I were first dating, and we had like no money, we used to just go to the Outback like once a month for our monthly anniversary that first year, and eat like cheese fries and drink Gold Coast Ritas all the time.
Yeah, it's like cheese fries, and then just get like a salad
and margaritas. Like, yeah. Oh, good those times, are the days. Oh, anyway, we went to that random one in New York all the time off of Fifth Avenue. Anyway, Merge Feast. Cole usually eats about 8,000 calories a day when he's at home, which is completely unfathomable to me, like incredible.
No, it's people that like get all muscular. It's kind of like what they do. But my question is if he's like living out of a car in the mountains, like where is he getting 8,000 calories from?
He's just catching like a deer.
No, he's catching moose. He's like probably eating a whole moose.
Come here, bear. Come here, little bear. Ah!
Oh my God, that's a great.
Oh wait,
point.
There goes Bambi. Ah.
That's a great point. Well,
you eat like 10 baby deer if they get that kind of calories.
As somebody who is not
Bambi,
muscular.
You got any brothers and sisters? I'm still hungry.
That's terrible.
But hilarious.
Yes. Everybody is shilling the Outback like super hardcore. Joe orders 3 desserts and 2 steaks. Chrissy decides that she doesn't really like Joe. Joe tells him about his idol play, and Chrissy wonders if he has a second one.
That was another smart play by Joe.
He's entertaining, but the more and more he plays, the less good I think he is.
Somebody told him he was good at this game, and they lied to him.
Oh, I kind of disagree.
You think his play is good? Like, he hasn't made a good play yet.
Good player keeps quiet.
He did when he played the idol to save himself. That was arguably a good play.
He got lucky. In this case, he should have kept the idol. Everybody's going to, I don't know. We'll get to that at that point.
We can get to that at that point. Jessica loves the waiters Thunder from Down Under, as we talked about, which she was like super embarrassed about. I thought it was adorable.
That was the... Jack, that's the All Mare review in Vegas, right? Thunder from Down Under?
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah. They have the advertising everywhere. Not that I've gone.
I've seen the where the flippers are going.
They're the people that push
those cards on you. Sometimes you see it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not there's anything wrong with it.
No, you do you.
It's, in fact, sometimes in your hotel room, they got the thing sitting right there. Okay. You're like going, you're staring at it. Can't help but staring at it. You're like going, you want to move it? You move it. I'm not offended by it.
Yeah, again, you do you. Chrissy tries to talk to Ben across the table, and he's a little nervous about them being seen together as a pair.
Yep.
And he says,
I want to get Joe out.
in the loudest whisper ever.
They can hear you. What?
And Joe is probably, he strikes me as a person that actually would be good at reading lips.
Yes, when he's not like talking about how awesome his game is.
You mean his lip reading is? Yes. Yeah. And
watch him win it.
I know. Hey, if Michelle can win it, anybody can.
Hey, but Ben says it's going to be blindsides, lies, and I'm sure someone is going to cry. And I thought he was alluding to like Chrissy, like someone nudge is going to cry. But we head back to camp after the feast. Cole is actively looking for an idol. And anybody notice the shot of Joe like randomly creeping behind trees?
Creeping behind who?
Like the trees. Like watching everybody. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
I did not see that.
Poor man's Tony, right?
Maybe he's just relieving himself of.
Yeah, he was actually keeping lookout to make sure nobody came over. Interesting theory. See, I'm glad that we have male perspective on this podcast because I wouldn't have even thought of that.
That's something I would be. Okay, can I go? Do I have time? I don't want to go in the water. It's too cold.
And everybody knows that if we hear about you pooping on Survivor, you're probably going to get voted out. Peeing, though.
Exactly.
Totally fine.
I had three desserts. It's not my fault.
That's why he was looking out. It all makes sense now. Anyway, Jessica is feeling like a queen bee after catching up with Desi and hearing that she and Joe are still working together, so their healers are all still safe.
When she said that, I said, oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. Same here. Ryan and Devin catch up. And they, I guess, want to bring them into their Chrissy JP little deal thing going on to make up, what was it, 6, I think it was? We head into day 18. The tribe, the merged tribe's name is Solewa, S-O-L-E-W-A.
I can live with it.
Solewa? Cole thinks the hustlers have been flying under the radar. Lauren tells Mike that Devin and Ryan want to get out all of the healers. Devin wants to take out Cole or Joe. Ben has options to figure out. He tells Jessica that Cole is up there eating cinnamon sticks. She recognizes that Cole is making mistakes, but he's her number one because they have a connection.
I'm like, Jessica, cut him loose.
Oh, girl.
You need to kick him to the curb.
People complain about him every single week, and yet you stay with him.
She wants that thunder from down under.
I guess.
She's just waiting for a taste.
Is this one where Cole started telling, was it Joe the entire plan?
Yes.
Joe.
Okay, so she gives Cole a heads up, and then Mike and Ben are running options, considering the pros and cons of voting out Cole. Mike says... The merge dynamic, including his supposed five strong, the Yawa five, is nothing like he thought it would be. And he ends up telling Cole that the names thrown out are him or Joe. We go into the immunity challenge, and they have to spin a ball in a circle while balancing on a balance beam. Ryan is out quickly, and I totally saw that coming. As Jeff reminded us, it was 2 seconds into the game. Dr. Mike's out next, then Jessica, Ben, JP, Devin, Lauren, Joe, and then 10 minutes elapse, and it's Cole and Chrissy go out back-to-back. Between Ashley and Desi, who have slightly different strategies, 30 minutes goes by. Chrissy starts to show off her math skills. After 38 minutes, they've been up there 1,100 times longer than Ryan was up there. Poor Ryan. And eventually... Oh, it wasn't Chrissy. I'm sorry. It was Ashley goes out. I wrote Chrissy in my notes, but Ashley goes out and Desi wins.
Was it Dr. Mike that answered Joe? I mean, answered Jeff, and then he dropped the ball?
Yes. I think so. He was like,
keep your concentration. Okay. Yeah. You got it, Jeff.
Ah. Yeah. Pretty much. We go back to camp. Cole knows that his eating habits have rubbed Ben the wrong way. He tries to talk with him to work things out. And Ben kind of does the whole like, yeah, you were fine kind of thing. Or at least that's kind of what Ben said. But did you guys catch that what we saw from Ben wasn't really so much like that it's cool, bro. It was more like, well, actually, oh, yeah, don't forget the time that you ate the fish. And don't forget the time that you did this. And don't forget
the
time that
you catch fish, you eat for yourself. You're pretty selfish.
Yeah.
I don't even think.
But we're cool. Yeah.
But I was like, You need to tell me these things. I don't even realize I'm doing. Like, that's not making your case better. Yeah. But okay.
Well, not only that, but it's showing you that you're not. If you're not thinking about that, then you're really not thinking about the game. And why should I be aligned with you?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
who was he? Who was
the game? You're not a threat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say that might have saved him. That he was too dumb to be voted out.
I kind of get it, but remember, he's opened up his mouth at the wrong time several times, and he was telling someone, "Yeah, we got that's five strong," and I'm like going, "Did you agree?" We didn't see where the people said go recruit people and start telling them our whole game plan. I couldn't play with that guy. He would drive me crazy.
Yeah. So, Cole has a big mouth.
Well, I just think he doesn't, like he said it, he doesn't think. He just reacts.
So, Joe, we have this scene right after this where Joe tries to get Cole onto his side, right?
I think Cole understands what he's saying.
Yeah. And Cole was like, well, actually, I have a pact with Jessica, Mike, Lauren, and Ben. We're like the Yawa Five. So we've got our bestie bracelets. And yeah. I think I'm going to, I got to stick with them.
Oh, God.
Joe was like, well, Ben's going to betray you. And then he says they're sipping on Ben's juice right now, which was amazing.
Sipping on Ben's juice.
I guess I'd sip on some Ben's juice. I don't know.
To be fair, between Joe and Ben, Joe was right there. He is the smarter player between the two.
Yeah, between Joe. That's what Joe just surrounds himself with idiots, with so Cole. Then he seems really smart.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Cole's an idiot. I just say he's just not. He just has no filter, so he doesn't know when to stop talking.
He's just not good.
No,
he's not a gifted survivor player when it comes to the social game.
He was brought on, can we say, for his looks?
Oh, he's totally hot. I mean, his eyes pretty, just look at
I
you,
think,
man.
I think that's pretty sexist, but I'm
a
not
connection. He essentially the way that it ends up with is Joe telling Cole, sorry, I thought Ben for a second. Joe telling Cole, like, leave it to me. I gotcha. I'll take it from here. Mike assembles a team to vote off Chrissy for being too smart. The unknown factor in between these two alliances, one wants to go Cole, the other one wants to go Chrissy, is Ben, who's kind of caught in between the middle of it. Ben and Lauren chat. Ben wants a healer gone first. Lauren acknowledges how tough the decision is. Again, Team Devin and Chrissy want to vote Cole out with Joe as a decoy. And then they decide that they need a plan B in case somebody has an idol and somebody plays it for another person. They decide Jessica is the least likely to have an idol or have one played for her. And at the end of the day, Ben still isn't sure whose trust to break, the Yawa Fives or Chrissy's. And I think that he ended up going with wherever Lauren went, and Lauren kind of conceded, if you want a healer gone, maybe, you know, Jessica. Like, he got his way that a healer was gone, Jessica. And he didn't have to, like, break confidence with, well, I guess he did break confidence with the Yawa Five, but it was, I don't know. I feel like Ben made out pretty well here with this.
No, I think so.
Because, yeah.
I was a little worried, though, when his name came up just for us, because when Joe said, you can't trust
him.
Yes. I said, no, Ben, you made too much a big deal about the Cinnamon Six.
Who cares? They're just churros at the end of the day.
Yes. Well, churro would be different.
We head into Tribal Council. Oh, and I was actively rooting against Cole at the Immunity Challenge, too.
Yeah.
Who would have thought 7 weeks ago when we started this season, I would have been doing that?
I didn't want Joe or Cole to win because I wanted one of those guys to go.
Yeah. I want Joe to stick around a little bit. I think he's going to be fun TV. Cole, though, I'm fine with losing. We head into Tribal Council. Jeff says, you know, now we are starting the individual part of the game. Mike points out everybody is thinking ahead. You know, it might seem like an easy vote this go around, but then everyone's thinking of the next vote and the vote after that and the vote after that. So, you know, he points out it's not that easy.
Cole was just thinking about food.
Yeah, pretty much. Joe is like, well, I've only heard like three names going around, so it's kind of BS for all 12 of us to be nervous. He touts his loyalty and ability to protect his alliance mates. Mike points out that he was at the bottom of the healers, and he starts to, he's like, yeah, but you know, we're cool now. We both looked for, he thought I was looking for an idol, but then he found one, and it's all good now. And Joe is like,
deuces.
Yeah, Joe's like, hold my beer, hold my Gold Coast, Rita. I gotta take something out of my pocket, and like, he's like, I'll show you an idol.
Yeah, that was surprising for sure.
Well, I mean, we've seen people whip out idols at tribal councils before,
but he didn't need to. Like, I don't understand the advantage here. Like, he's not, if his name's already out there, why show it like that? Because that basically made it pretty obvious that, because he basically stated it was going to be him or Cole, so that's an easy vote for Jess to knock out one of the people that's loyal to Cole, right?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Unless he was trying to keep Cole around by calling their bluff, but he didn't play the idol for Cole, so no. I was like,
yeah,
he could have kept it. Like, honestly, if he was playing smart, he would have caused all that commotion and not played it. To be honest,
well, yeah. He seems like a show to me, like the person in real life who's a showman,
sure,
but who also thrives on, you know, the
attention.
Not attention, but the danger of next week, you know, starting fresh. Now he's got to find an idol again. Like, I think he genuinely is not worried about next week.
I think
an
he
idol.
Thinks he'll find it again.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And just be like, see, I found it again. I'll find it again and again and again and again.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on track to find, so he's found two. So what's the record for season four?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because didn't Ty has tied the record? Ty tied like Russell Hans's record for finding the most in one season?
I don't know. That's a great question. I really don't know.
Didn't help either one of them.
True. Well, they both made it to the final three.
Yeah.
And they did so well when they got there.
Is Ty still looking for a vote?
Oh.
Hey, that's my guy. So I can criticize him.
Anyway, so Joe goes, I'm going to rock it right now, so y'all figure it out. And then Cole is like, you know, good for Joe. And, you know,
Cole was thinking maybe he'll like use it for me or something.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he said he's loyal to me. So,
he said he's loyal. And Joe's like, yeah, we'll figure it out, little kid. Finally, Ben goes.
Well, didn't Joe say, people know that I'm the threat out here. I'm strategic. I'm smart. I'm. You know, he was telling everybody how great he was.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Hey, you know, that's the kind of person that, like, I think he is. He's all, you know, bravada.
Yeah.
And it makes for good TV, so I'm fine with him sticking around. Ben says, you know, battle lines are drawn. We'll find out whose alliances are who, and someone's going home, and it's time to vote. And at what point did I say it was probably Jessica, Jay?
You said it, honestly, before the vote. Even before Tribal.
Before Tribal, probably. I was like...
So you called it on this
one. I know. I wish I had called it last week. I didn't.
Well, in fairness, your skills are like reading the edit in the actual episode. You're not so much the person that's calling it weeks in advance. You're good at seeing it in the episode.
Yeah, that's true. Not to get all Joe on you guys, but you know, I figure it out.
I'm the smartest at the editing. I think everyone knows that.
Not really, but Joe plays the idol on himself. It ends up being 7 votes for Jessica, 5 votes for Chrissy, and Jessica goes home the sacrificial lamb to the slaughter for...
Did you see Chrissy's look, though, at Ben at one point?
Yeah, she was like, you mother, and then she's like, oh, okay.
We're good, because she looked at him like, you backstabbed me.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I swear.
I got you.
So, yeah, thoughts? Jessica was the safe vote. They probably could have gotten Cole at this point.
Yeah, but that was a smart vote. Whittle away at the bigger alliance.
Yeah. The only thing is,
I think it was the right move.
Do they realize, like, Cole has a huge mouth? He's not trustworthy to anybody.
He's not, but if you take the win, like, take the guaranteed win.
Yeah, true.
I think that was the right move.
Because Chris even said, she goes, I don't think Jessica has an idol.
No.
So, you know, Cole could have had one. You know, Joe could have played it for Cole.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to play it for, I mean, like I said, Joe at the end didn't see that one coming, so.
Yeah.
And it was a safe move.
As far as Ben voting, because it was 7-5, I guess he had, and Lauren also betrayed that Yawa 5. I think that he definitely had more of that, like, safety in numbers, right? Like, that he's firmly somewhere in the middle of the pack for that seven versus... if I mean, if Lauren wasn't going to switch over, it would be 6-5, right?
Six to six.
Yeah. I'm not Chrissy. I can't do math.
So, I think Ben would have gone with whatever Lauren. Like, I think you said it earlier. I think he was going with Lauren no matter what.
Yeah, agreed. Because otherwise it's a tie, and, you know, who wants that noise? Other than the viewers who may want some excitement.
Well, you can look at the clock, say, nah, no.
We had that too. We were like, it's 8:57. We're good. But yeah, so I thought it was a good merge episode. There was a lot of interesting things going on.
Yeah,
well, it's getting to the strategic part now.
It always gets better in the merge. Kind of a boring pre-merge, kind of opposite of last season where it was a better pre-merge than probably merge. But excited to see how all this plays out for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because at this point, who's your favorite to win it right now?
I think Ben is in a good spot. Ryan's in a good spot. Desi looked like a beast in the challenge. My winner's pick. So,
but then I told Cindy though.
She goes, "Oh, this is not fair. This is an advantage for the men." I go, "Not once they start moving down the ramp."
Yeah,
I go, because when they have to start balancing it, I go, the women have the advantage on that one.
Yeah, the only person that ever has the advantage, man, that ever has the advantage of that, or two of them, Ty and Joe Englem.
Right. Joey, you see, JP when he dropped it. Oh man, he was mad.
Yeah.
He showed some emotion.
You mean he didn't look like the marble he was carved from, or whatever?
Well, who can't win it?
Desi.
If she goes on a run,
yeah,
and wins like five challenges in a row
again. If Michelle can win, anybody can win.
Yeah, but we heard from Michelle every episode. We haven't heard from Desi.
They've learned their lesson. They can't just inject people in random. But anyways, I would say there.
Who can't win?
Joe, Cole.
Well, Cole can't win.
JP.
No, yeah, he's doesn't quiet. Get a resume.
I don't know. Joe,
What about Devin? Ryan?
Devin's no. Ryan, yes.
I think that Joe could win against the right people.
I think based on edits, I would say Ben, Ryan, and maybe Chrissy.
I don't think Ryan's going to win anymore.
Who do you think, Jack?
About Dr. Mike.
Huh?
Dr. Mike.
Aw. Nah, he's a four boot. He's a boot at four.
You think so?
Yeah, totally.
No, that's sad.
I say probably Ben is, not just because I picked him from the beginning, but he needs to go more under the radar, go back to being under the radar more.
Yeah.
And working behind the scenes. His little hissy fit about the cinnamon sticks was...
It wasn't really a hissy fit. Like, he very quietly mentioned to Jessica that he's up there eating all those cinnamon sticks.
Again, who did he go to? Jessica.
Yes, I think he purposely did that.
No, they're thick as thieves. That's the last person I tell is Jessica.
Yes, I think he wanted it to get back to Cole.
All right. Like, Ben, go back to playing under the radar.
I don't know. I think Ben's playing a fine game. Lauren, I think Lauren might have a chance. Probably not to win, but I think she's got a chance to go on far. No, Jay's giving me the look like, no. Nah.
She could win, but I think she's a little gruff with people, so I don't know if she can win the... But she seems to have friends out there. Yeah. So I never know.
Ashley's probably not going to win.
No.
So, just based on edit. Yeah, I think Ben and Chrissy look good. Ben, Chrissy, and Ryan might be your final three. In which case, I think Ben would win.
Yeah. I think so. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to get into the listener feedback. Colleen, what do we got from the listeners?
All righty. So we have, at first, we have a tweet from Gwen Dances. I think Jessica will have time to reflect on why Cole shouldn't have been her goal or her ace in the hole. He was only a mole who... How come... We never thought of Cole as a mole.
Jack, I'm surprised you didn't, because that's your MO with theories.
That's true, but no.
Stranger Things with J-Jack and Mike reference.
Ba-ba-ba.
Oh, I'm going to be right on that one.
Alrighty, sounds good. We next we move into an email from JP from NJ, soon to be VA. Jack, I was wondering where you rate. I'm sorry, how you rate the Outback Steakhouse pork chops?
I've actually had it.
Of course, and, you have.
No, not my favorite.
It's not my favorite.
No. Little
it's
dry.
My favorite. Next up, we have an email from Mandy. Jay and Colleen, what's your favorite thing to get at Outback? Jack, we already know you order the pork chop. Your reputation precedes you.
Actually, I used to get the barbecue chicken. The Barbie chicken on the Barbie.
Ugh.
Ooh.
When you have like all the steaks?
I get the steaks every now and then, but I feel I can cook a better steak than Outback, so.
You also... I feel like if it has steakhouse in it, you definitely get not steak.
Yeah, it's Jack's definitely the John Locke where he's like, "Don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna get
the pork chop at Rude Chris."
I told you for years that's why I understood John Locke more than anybody else.
I don't know.
I love their barbecue sauce.
Let me guess, you go to Ruby Tuesdays and get a steak.
Well, I don't go to Ruby Tuesdays anymore. I walked out of there.
He goes to Chick-fil-A and asks for the steak.
I don't go. Chick-fil-A only get like the shakes or something.
Oh man, you mean you don't get chicken and ranch and French fries and?
No, I'm not Zach. I just get the shakes. They have great shakes.
What do we like at Outback, Jay?
I think we said it earlier. I think Aussie cheese fries.
Yeah, that's definitely our favorite. Well,
I usually get a ribeye if I'm getting
it. I get the really tall beer because they have tall beers there and I love it.
Who doesn't like the fries? The cheese fries.
Yeah, those Aussie cheese fries. Yeah. I like that better than the Blooming Onion.
Oh, yeah, me too. Hands down.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I'll eat the Blooming Onion, but I like the cheese fries better.
Cool. And then she continues, in the previews, it looks... to be a fight over an idol. Will it be better or worse than the Danielle and Parvati fight for the idol Clue in Heroes versus Villains? And who will be the Colby that sits back and watches? I mean, it can't be any better than the Danielle and Parvati fight.
I forgot all about that.
Me too, actually.
And there's nothing more depressing than Colby just giving up on life.
Stop.
I don't even want to be here.
Just sitting out in the water with his head in his hands.
Oh, stop it.
Jeff is no longer my friend.
Oh, no. Stop it. What was his brother's name?
I forget. The one he kept yelling at.
Yeah, hold on.
Globy.
Oh, Reed.
Reed,
come on!
I can't believe I forgot that. Oh, good times, good times. So who will be the one that sits back and watches? I predict Joe.
Going back to Cole, did that kill his legacy?
Cole,
oh,
Colby.
Oh,
legacy.
I think so. Looking at it, like if you don't watch that, I think you have a much higher, you know, appreciation for Colby. And if you watch it, it's like, ugh, he didn't end on a good note.
Yeah, because other guys have come back. Well, like what's his name? Who won it? That Fishbeck was on. Who am I drawing a blank on his name? He's been on there three times.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, JT.
Now he's hurt his. You know, like,
well,
even though he has $1 million, but he won't go down as one of the best players ever.
No.
Not after, especially.
And Colby, but Colby, he was a fan. I mean, he was literally a fan.
I really don't have a problem with Colby still.
No, I have nothing wrong with it, but I think it was just such a sad kind of end to hit. I wish he would come back one
you
more
guys,
time and have,
know,
like, redemption. He needs a redemption island.
Everybody keeps saying that Colby had, like, a terrible last season. You know, he was the, spoiler alert, he was the best placed Heroes finisher.
Yeah, but that's because he was like totally neutered by that point. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Regardless, still.
But you don't. You remember? It's like that player that stays in the NFL too long, or stays in sports too long. Just stays.
So you're saying he's the Peyton Manning of Survivor?
At least he won a Super Bowl with his last game.
All right, you guys are just overwhelmingly negative.
I would compare it maybe to Peyton Manning his last couple
or
seasons.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, I think, still played well until the end.
Brett Favre made his team to the
NFC Championship
game.
I don't really know football. I'm just naming people that I know have been associated in the news headlines with staying around too long.
Johnny, look up Johnny Unitas.
Okay.
Okay.
Colleen's going to get right on that.
I'll just say this.
His final season was with the Chargers. Enough said.
Okay. There we go. I don't have to look it up anymore. I get you. I'm on the same wavelength now. Our last email comes from Victoria. Good evening. Is it just me or was the editing off this episode? I'm not sure if it was the timing or what, but it didn't flow like usual. There were some good things about the episode, even though they sacrificed the virgin and eventually she got screwed. Oh, that's so sad. It was a great win for Desi, who looks amazing, by the way. The immunity challenge was a little long, and we could have done without the Ryan and Chrissy talk. For me, Joe makes the episode exciting. See, told you guys.
No, I agree. He's making it exciting. I just don't know how he's going to last.
Without his overconfident macho man talk, Tribal would have been a meh blindside. I'm hoping to do a physical challenge next and bring back the food challenge. Ooh, gross food challenge. Thoughts?
Yeah, that was always fun when they do it.
Yeah, that is fun. I don't know if the editing was off so much. I think they just had a lot of...
It's the merge episode. There's always a lot to
people.
Show.
Yeah.
Right.
You
get all those
12 people to show. Because I feel like there's generally a comment like that, a listener feedback like that at every merge episode.
You think so?
I feel like it's happened a few times. Like the editing seems off because I think you just have so much to cover in one episode.
Yeah, well, it's not like the editing in the Cambodia one where you went in and, you know, it was everybody for themselves and it was, I don't know, like an S show. But yeah, fair enough. I think they just had too many things to present at once. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it as far as feedback goes.
Well, that means it's time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did with our preseason picks. Jessica, let me find her. Jessica Johnson? Right?
Well,
right.
Jessica, yes. Oh, I was like, yes.
I said pre-merge, first one out, so I get nothing. So close. Colleen, you said final three, the goat, so nothing there.
Oh.
And Jack, you said pre-merge, so a bunch of nothing for Jess then.
Yeah. Way to go, Jessica.
For who our picks were, we all picked Cole. So close.
That's right. I forgot we all picked Cole.
That leaves nothing left.
Just like Devin, running on empty.
Running on empty. All right. Episode 8, Colleen, you're up first. Who do you think's going home next week on Survivor?
How many times can I say Cole in a row? I've got to be right one of these days, right?
Yeah. A broken clock's right twice a day.
I haven't been right yet. Is this? Can you check, please? Is this the, like, if I say Cole, would this be like the fifth week running that I've said his name? Can we?
Second week in a row you've said Cole. Oh. I'm trying to see if you did it any other weeks. No. So yeah, you said.
Wait, I've literally never said
seven. It would be Cole.
I really haven't said. I feel like I've said Cole every week.
Well, no, you had
before that.
Joe,
you had one right.
Episode 5. Ashley. Episode 4. Alan, episode 3, and Simone, episode... No, I'm sorry. Alan, episode 2.
Hmm.
You picked Alan twice.
I had to look at the screen. I go, who's Alan? Oh, okay.
The football player.
It's a shame he didn't stay around longer.
Mr. Krabby.
Me right,
and Joe would have been great. Great TV.
Cole 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah, and I guess if I don't get him next week...
He'll change and then he'll get voted off.
And then,
I'm going to say Joe. I don't think he's going to be able to final idol again. I think he kind of made an ass of himself. So I think Joe's getting the axe. Jack, what do you think?
I was going to go with Joe, but I think they'll be worried he has an idol. And if Cole doesn't win immunity, it's going to be Cole.
All right, so it's Cole, Joe, Cole.
Yep. It's a Joe sandwich.
No point change this week. It is still Colleen and I tied for second with 3 and Jack in first place with 5 points.
Commanding lead.
2 points ahead. There's plenty of game left. All of our winner picks are still in it. Jack, you still have Ben, which is a good pick, I think. Colleen, you still have Ryan, which is a good pick. And I have Desi, and I think Desi, this is her turning point this episode. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Have to wait and see.
All right, that'll do it for this week's Survivor with JJ.
Wait, does Dez ever talk at Tribal Council?
No, not really.
Was it her first time going to Tribal Council?
No, she's been there before. No. She was there with Joe's last crazy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Only time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Call any time for questions, comments, and or theories. Give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Once again, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup, where we discuss the latest episode of Survivor and much, much more in the TV world. Big thanks to our patrons, the people that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage, and thank you to all of our patrons, whether you give $1 all the way up to $1 million a month. We don't have that, but for everything that you do. Without your contributions, these shows would not be possible.
Ooh,
Colleen, you
me.
Have your hand raised.
So Shandy and Amanda were re-listening to the broadcast episode from a year ago, and I guess yesterday was, or today, technically, that we recorded it, was the one-year anniversary of when we set the $1 million Patreon level of Ken being a 10.
Wait, what happens at $1 million?
A foursome.
Huh?
A foursome.
Oh, a foursome?
Does Ken know about this?
No, he hasn't consented yet. But when you said that, I was like, man, it's been a year since we said the $1 million a month joke.
Lord.
But it was just brought up to me last night when we recorded. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Huh? Okay. Good times.
If you purchase things on Amazon, use the link janejack.com/Amazon. The Christmas season is upon us, or holiday season, whatever it is. If you're buying gifts, Black Friday is coming soon, and Amazon will have a lot of Black Friday deals. Use the link janejack.com/Amazon when you do that shopping, and a small percentage of everything you buy will go to the Jay and Jack production fold.
Do it.
janejack.com/Amazon.
All lowercase letters.
If you like what we do, give us a review. Go to janejack.com/iTunes and pick the Survivor of Jay, Jack, and Colleen and all the other podcasts that you may listen to on the Jay.
If you're listening on the new iOS 11 app, you can just scroll down to the bottom and leave your review while you're listening to this.
Boom, bam, surprise. All right, that will do it for this week's episode. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.